أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفمن يتقي بوجهه سوء العذاب يوم القيامة وقيل للظالمين ذوقوا ما كنتم تكسبون. كذب الذين من قبلهم فأتاهم العذاب من حيث لا يشعرون. فأذاقهم الله الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أكبر لو كانوا يعلمون. ولقد ضربنا للناس في هذا القرآن من كل مثل لعلهم يتذكرون. قرآنا عربيا غير ذي عوج لعلهم يتقون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about how Allah gives iman, that nur that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, and Allah gives us the capacity to comprehend the commandments of Allah and to abide by the commandments of Allah. Allah also spoke about those bandas, those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they make tilawat of the Quran Kareem, or the tilawat is made in front of them, how they are affected because of the awe of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is about those who have been unfortunate. They had not taken heed. They had not accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, أَفَمَنْ يَتَّقِي بِوَجْهِهِ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That person who saves himself, his face, from the evil punishment of the day of Qiyamah, can he be equal to the person that is in the rahmah of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Generally in this world, when a person has some kind of difficulty, when there's any danger, anybody attacks that person, the first form of defense of a human being will be his hands, and that hands usually protects the face of an individual. On the day of Qiyamah or in Jahannam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab is meted out, according to some different narrations, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tie the hands and the legs of an individual, and then that person will be dragged into the fire of Jahannam. Sometimes the dragging will be on the face, sometimes the person will be dragged headlong, and in this way the person will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Some narrations even indicate that usually if we have to tie the hands and the legs of a person together, we will tie it frontwards. In other words, the person will be brought frontwards. And certain narrations, it will be tied the other way around, in other words, backwards, and then the person will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Now here the question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, is that person, can he really protect himself with his face in the fire of Jahannam? Now he will have no hands to protect himself, he will have no legs to protect himself, now he will have to protect himself with his face, and obviously he cannot do that. And really the question here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, can these two people be together, that person that goes through so much of difficulty, the adab of the fire of Jahannam, the chastisement of Allah, can that person be really equal to the one who is saved from the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that will be one that is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقِيلَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ ذُوقُوا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْسِبُونَ. Then it will be said to the wrongdoers, taste of what you had been earning. In this world you have earned the wrath of Allah, you have earned the punishment, the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you will get a full taste of it. كَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Before them also, there were those who had denied the revelation of Allah, the wahi of Allah, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam. They denied all the warnings. فَأَتَاهُمُ الْعَذَابُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And in this very world, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come down from such places that they could not conceive, they could not perceive, they could not imagine that this will be the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The people of Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, for example, they could not perceive that the rains will come down from above, the waters will come from below. Nobody would have perceived that such an adab of Allah would come and they would all be drowned. And similar, the other nations. فَأَذَاقَهُمُ اللَّهُ الْخِزْيَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. And in reality, the truth of the matter was this, that in this material world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made them taste the adab of disgrace. In this world, they were disgraced by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by that adab. And in that way, they were taken away and they were all destroyed. But wala azabul akhirati akbar. The truth and the reality is this, that the azab of the hereafter is far greater. Whatever azab in this world, no matter how magnified it may seem, but it is absolutely nothing in comparison to the azab of the hereafter. Lo kanu ya'lamun, if only insan and mankind would know. But with all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His compassion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His kindness. وَلَقَدْ ضَرَبَنَا لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Certainly we present for mankind in this Quran different types of similitudes, different types of examples. Generally, insan learns by example. When somebody gives us an example of something, we be able to digest it, we will be able to understand it much easier. And hence, in this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us different examples so that we will understand the truth and the reality of this life, the truth and the reality of the hereafter. We will understand Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And in different ways, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the examples of different realities of life. And why Allah does all this? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ. So that man may reflect, man may take heed, man may ponder. Quran and Arabiya, and all this is through this Quran, which is in the Arabic language, غَيْرَ ذِي عِوَجْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. A kitab in which there is absolutely no crookedness. Everything has been explained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The eloquence of the Quran, the approach of the Quran, the straightforwardness of the Quran, the ease of the Quran with regards to the ahkam and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is absolutely no misgivings and no misunderstandings in this Quran Kareem. And all this again, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ, so that man may have this quality of taqwa, man may get the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us Allah's great rahmah, Allah's great mercy insofar as this Quran is concerned. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.